Hi, I'm Vignesh Parthivan. I just wanted to talk about the state of Bitcoin in India. So, as you guys must have all come across the frenzy surrounding the Bitcoins, they're all over the news. So I tried to make an investment in Bitcoins. So, looking online, I found out that there are like these two leading Bitcoin exchanges in India. One of them is called Unocoin, that's UNOCOIN. The other one is Zeppay, that is ZEPPAY. So once you download these apps, there's this huge verification process that you need to go through. And Unocoin, and they ask for a ton of details. You know, I haven't given that many details to open even a bank account. So they want your Aadhaar card, they want your bank passbook, they want your PAN card, they want your email address, your photo, everything. So if you are prepared to put out that much of your personal info on the internet, then you can go ahead with these platforms. These exchanges. So Unocoin, so that was the thing, that was the exchange I first downloaded, the app I first downloaded, and then I submitted my documents for verification. It was almost 10 days after which that my application was rejected, saying because I hadn't uploaded both sides of my Aadhaar card. And the funny thing is, so I tried to rectify that by going back into the app and trying to upload my backside of my Aadhaar card, but it so happens that I have to upload all the documents again from the beginning. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not stupid enough to do that. And another thing, Unocoin has such a big difference in the buy and sell rates of Bitcoin, almost 80 to 90,000 rupees between the buy and the sell rate. That is, when you sell, you'll have to sell it for less, sell one Bitcoin for 90,000 less than what you bought it for. So that's there. Zeppay, has the app is much better. It has a much more simpler interface and it's easier to download and sign up. And the verification was almost done within 5 to 6 hours. I think it was done from inside the app itself. So that was pretty good about Zeppay. And the rates are pretty good also. So there's a difference of 20,000 between the buying and the selling rate, which I think it's all right, considering one Bitcoin is about 8 or 9 lakhs in India. So that's not bad. And then there are two ways to pay. You know, first you need to deposit money in the app to be able to buy Bitcoins. So Zeppay gives you two options where you can link your bank account and make an RTGS, NEFT or an IMPS transfer. So, and they give you your own designated account number in which you deposit money. So I tried to deposit twice. The first time I deposited 5,000 rupees which failed, and through IMPS, and the second time I tried to put in 1,000 rupees through IMPS which again failed. They say it takes a processing time of 2 hours, but then it was over 24 hours and there was no activity in my account. So the transactions were cancelled. I'm assuming they should be recredited to my bank account in 15 days. So yeah, fingers crossed on that. And then there's another option where you can pay through net banking, but you'll have to deposit a minimum amount of 2,500 rupees. So that's what I did, and that was instant. It uses Money's payment interface to deposit it, and that was pretty instant. So. And then I have bought Bitcoins about 2,500 rupees, and within a week they are now going for worth about 3,200 rupees. So it's pretty steep price, but then the Bitcoin market is really volatile. It keeps going higher and lower, and so yes, now I'm trying to convert my Bitcoins to IOTA, which I'll update in another podcast. That's all. Thank you.